We have spent this week studying probably three of the most important verses in the Gospel of John. John chapter 12, verses 31, 32, and 33. Very, very powerful verses and tremendous verses about the plan of God's redemption to save mankind from their sins. And if they reject that and turn that down, they will be brought under the judgment of God. Not only them, but the prince of this world shall be judged as a result of Jesus dying on the cross and making a way for men to be saved. Now, if you'll look with me at these following verses, we just see some interesting results, some interesting actions, reactions to what they had just heard. Now, let's get the picture, first of all, before we continue to read with verse 34. Let me get you the picture just briefly. Jesus had marched into Jerusalem, or had come into Jerusalem, riding upon a donkey. I'll use that expression. I think you'll understand it better. He was riding upon a donkey that had never been ridden before, and one that was actually miraculously provided for him. A tremendous lessons in finding out how he received that donkey to ride upon in other Gospels. But now he's coming into Jerusalem from Bethany. Lazarus had just been raised from the dead, and it had created so much excitement until people were flocking out to Bethany to see Jesus, but mostly to see Lazarus, who had been raised from the dead. Is this really true? Does this man really die and then come back to life again? I'd like to see him. And hundreds, even perhaps thousands, were out there to see him. Well, when Jesus left Bethany and came into Jerusalem, I have just said, riding upon this donkey, they said, oh, he must be Messiah. He must be the king. He's coming in now to set up his kingdom upon this earth, because the king has come. Hosanna in the highest. That is a cry for welcoming the king. All right, now he comes on into the city, and then he continues to speak to them. God speaks aloud after Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit." And they begin to hear that. They weren't expecting that. They weren't expecting him to talk about dying. And then he said in verse 32, he said, "If I be lifted up from the earth." They understood what he meant. Many today don't seem to understand that, but they understood that he meant being lifted up on the cross, lifted up on the cross, dying. Now here he comes in marching victoriously into the city, and they are hailing him to the highest, and yet here he begins to talk about dying, and that disturbs them. You see, they were not looking for a Savior from their sins. They were not looking for someone to forgive their nasty, dirty, rotten rebellion against a holy God by breaking the law of God. That's not what they were looking for. They were looking for somebody to get them out from under the Roman yoke. They were looking for somebody to make a show. They were looking for somebody to do something spectacular, and they wanted to be a part of that. But then when Jesus started talking about dying, the whole picture changed. And we see here that picture changing. In verse 34, the people answered him, "We have heard out of the law that Christ abideth forever." That word Christ means Messiah. Messiah abideth forever. "And how sayest thou, if you claim to be the Son of God, if you claim to be Messiah, and we have figured you were, you could raise the dead. We figured only the Messiah, the King of God, only the one God sent could raise the dead." And they said, "How sayest thou the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? Are you not him?" they're saying. If the Son of Man's going to have to be lifted up and down the cross, if you're going to die on the cross, then who is this Son of Man that you're talking about? And they're beginning to doubt him as the one sent from God, because he is not doing the things that they thought he ought to do. He's not going in and putting down Herod and putting down Pilate and putting down Caesar. He's not going in and delivering the people politically from their bondage. And they said, "Who is this Son of Man?" Then Jesus said unto them, "Yet a little while is the light with you." Now Jesus had over and over and over again said, "I am the light of the world. Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have light, lest darkness come upon you." Now you've got your chance. The light is among you. Walk in that light. Receive that light. Relish in that light. Accept that light. You have that light, lest darkness come upon you. If you don't take the light, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, there's nothing left but darkness. That's all that's left. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. If you're going to walk in darkness, you're going to be confounded and confused, and you're not going to know where you're going. But while you have light, believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light. Now here you have an opportunity. I am that light. I have told you before, over and over again in my sermons, I am the light of the world. Now this light has presented itself to you. Don't walk in darkness. Receive this light. Now let me keep reading. Then these things spake Jesus, and departed and hid himself from them. He had delivered his message. He had rejected becoming king right then. Now he is coming as king later on, but he came the first time to be the Savior. He's coming the second time to be the king. But he departed and hid himself from them. Well, that discouraged them. That let them know that he was not going to deliver them from Rome right then. But though he had done so many miracles before him, they had seen the miracles, yet they believed not on him. Now, here is the crux of the whole matter. They made a great big show. They made a great big welcome to him as the king. They put down the palm branches and their garments and in the way and came shouting in to Jerusalem. Then when he said, "I'm not coming to be a king right now. I'm coming to go to the cross." When he told them that, they refused then to believe upon him, even though they had seen the miracles which he done. And then the results of that, I'll get to on the program tomorrow. I wish I could have finished today all in the one thought here. But tomorrow we'll get to the reference that is made to this crowd who saw the miracles. They saw Jesus, even professed to be following him. We have lots of those today. They professed to be following him, but then they rejected him when they found out that he was going to the cross, and they refused to believe upon him as the light of the world. And then we're going to see how whenever they refused the light, God gave them darkness. I hope you'll be on hand for the message of From Light to Darkness on the program tomorrow. May God bless you. And it's been so good to have this time together.